personalities, they had different characteristics, but these two sons shared a father, and they went two different ways. Us here today, we can share a father, and yet we seem to go different ways, don't we? What else do we notice here? Children work. Several verses refer to working. I grabbed Lamentations 3:27. It is good for a man to bear the yoke while he is young. It's good for a boy to work in the fields. It's good to work. A lot going on in this verse. But we need to focus on the two sons. Anyone here the first son? Did you spend a life saying no? Did you spend your life saying, you know what, it's too difficult? Following Christ, good for other people, but you know, it's just too difficult for me. Or maybe you were just too selfish. Maybe you had just fallen in love with the world. But eventually can repent. 1 Corinthians 6, Paul is speaking to the church of Corinth, basically saying, you were all a bunch of sinners. All of you. And he names a bunch of different examples of why and how they were sinners. And he says, and that is what some of you were. That is what some of you were. So the first son said, I will not, didn't obey, eventually does. Now we're not just talking about tax collectors, we're not talking about prostitutes, we're not talking about, you know, bank robbers. There's average people that say no. There's average people that say, I will not. The great thing about this is the first son came back and worked in the vineyard. He was forgiven. Anybody the second son? I certainly am. I grew up in the church. Parents are phenomenal, great people. Took me to church every Sunday. I went to Bible college. Several times I've said, I will. Something small or something big. I'll answer the call. I will. It can be small or it can be big. Hannah, brush your teeth. Sure, Dad. You betcha. I walk in 5 minutes later. Hasn't moved. You're not off the hook either, Lincoln. You've done it too. Little, right? That's small. But there's bigger times too. I will. I will do this great thing. I will follow you. I will serve here. I will volunteer there. I will. And you don't do it. Saying yes is easy. Following up is another thing. The fruit of our lives demonstrates whether or not we are submissive to God. What does that mean? How we live our life. The things that we do. The people we serve. That's the fruit. The second son failed to show any fruit. Now, I saw a pun there. Did anybody catch that? The second son didn't work in the vineyard and he didn't show any fruit. I said that to Sharon this morning. She booed me. But, makes sense. This is very applicable to us. Saying I will and not following through. If my wife's taught me one thing, if you say you're going to do something, do it. I wasn't a good follower. I didn't follow through a lot. What are we talking about? We're talking about obedience. Obedience is important to Jesus. You can give plenty of lip service, can't you? That means nothing. Two parts of that. Great thing is, no matter how you've lived your life, you can return, you can be forgiven. But on the flip side, you're worse off if you say you will and you don't. Obedience is important to Jesus. Jesus taught a lot. He walked and he talked and he taught. And he showed us in the New Testament and in the Gospels just exactly what was important to him. And what I'm trying to say today is these things should be important to us. What are they? Faith like a child. Hi, God. It's Drew. Desperation. Have mercy on me. When's the last time you cried out? Last night? Or never? And three, obedience. If you say you're a follower of Jesus, where's the evidence? Now that doesn't mean, I don't mean to say that as, I'm not here to convict. I'm just saying, this is applicable to us. To have faith like a child, to be desperate, and to be obedient if we say we're going to do that. And to those who haven't yet, you still can. My favorite quote by Shelby Foote. I think making mistakes and discovering them for yourself is of great value. But to have someone else point out your mistakes is a shortcut of the process. Other people have a way of communicating in such a way that causes us to stop and think. Jesus did too. Almost everything that he taught in the New Testament is applicable to us today. Something small today hit you? Something big today hit you? I hope so. Because it's all applicable to us. Let's pray.